Welcome. You've got podcast. The Kid Craddock in the Morning podcast is a condensed version of the show. Go to kidnation.com for more kid content.
Wheel of Fortune clip. I know Kelly loves Wheel of Fortune because she was on it and she was extremely successful.
Oh, man, yeah. I finally ran out of the wash and curl shampoo.
Oh, man. Well, there was a woman on Wheel of Fortune that almost solved a puzzle on Tuesday night.
Almost.
Yeah, she didn't know that Sneezy was one of the seven dwarfs.
Oh.
42.
I would like to solve the puzzle.
Okay, carefully, go ahead.
Dopey, grumpy, doc, bashful, happy, sneaky, and sleepy.
No.
Oh, I'm sorry. Jordan, it's your turn.
Sneaky.
That's where you're from the hood. I can understand that. Sneaky, yeah.
That's great. That would be a great little dwarf.
Uh-huh.
Kind of little klepto dwarf.
Yeah.
In fact, I think he's better than Sneezy.
That's a wonderful character. You know, like every time he trips, something falls out of his pocket that he sneaked.
Right.
Oh, I think we should update the dwarves.
I do too. Modern day.
We need creepy.
Right.
Yeah, we need
creepy.
Yeah.
There's always creepy.
Sneaky.
He's always just like over your
Stalky.
Shoulder.
You got to replace a couple.
Wheezy.
Oh, Lil Wayne could play that part.
Yeah.
Lil Wayne's little anyway, so he could definitely play that part.
I think we're onto something.
All right.
Good news, Big Al.
Yeah.
Would you say your mama has a big butt? Oh, yeah.
Don't talk about my mama butt.
I'm asking you a question. It's a legitimate question.
Don't talk about my mama butt.
You like big butts.
I do like big butts. I can't not lie.
Yeah. So?
Big butts.
Yeah.
They say that women with bigger butts have smarter kids.
Oh, this is ridiculous.
But does your mom have big butts?
Supposedly, the extra omega-3 fatty acids that they are storing in their booties help their baby's brain development.
So, omega-3 fatty acids.
It's ridiculous.
Why are you saying that, Kelly? Why is it ridiculous?
They spent medical research money on this stupid study.
Are you saying that just because you
have they tested all these babies?
Yes.
Have they tested them all? They've given them all tests.
Yes.
And they measure the size. Who determines what is a bigger than average booty? This is such a bogus study. These studies are ridiculous.
What?
I like this.
It's medical.
Especially because I think there's a lot of environmental influence. I mean, you could have a big butt mom, but if the kids aren't stimulated and challenged.
What if you have a healthy mother who has maybe a non-existent butt, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She's taking these omega-3 vitamins.
She's
getting plenty of omega-3. Is her baby too bad? You ain't got a big butt. You got a stupid kid. No, this is a ridiculous study. And I cannot believe we're perpetuating this lie.
It's right here. If it's in here, if it's on the internet.
I mean, that means
it's got to be true.
Northwest is a genius.
Oh.
Yeah, right.
Well, how much of that is does it have to be real butt?
Kim's Blue butt Ivy. Is real. She took the x-rays.
Blue Ivy.
That was a while back.
That's not a real butt.
She ain't taking one since.
Blue Ivy's going to be a genius.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Ice-T and Coco's baby.
Whoa, out of this world. Going to be a president.
Exactly. Then Nicki Minaj is going to have like a Doogie Howser.
Yeah.
Her
butt's
ridiculous.
Not really there, right?
These studies are getting worse and worse. More and more ridiculous.
Do you guys think Mark Zuckerberg's mother had a big butt?
Must have.
Because if nothing else, I'd say he's pretty dang smart, right? I mean, this $200 billion Facebook thing, 900 million daily users. And so, you know, Mark travels the world and gives speeches at huge business conferences because everyone just clings to every word. Like, what did you do right? You know, and so he revealed something quite interesting. And I want to see what you guys think about this. Mark made headlines saying, I will only hire someone depending on how they answer one question in particular.
Better get this answer.
Let's see how we would
hire
answer
people all the time. So I better write this down.
Don't tell us what the answer is.
Yeah.
No, this is the thing. It's not. Let me rephrase it because that's how it's being advertised. But it's less about the question he asked them, and it's more in the interview a question he asked himself about who he's interviewing. But this still applies to you guys, and I want you to think about each other.
Okay.
The four of us I tell you what Mark says. Mark Zuckerberg says, I will only hire someone to work directly for me at Facebook if I could work for that person. If I could see that person
as my boss.
Wow. If I think I could work under him.
Oh.
It's a pretty good test, and I think this rule has served me well.
Huh. I've never heard that. Never even thought about that.
If I could work for them, they can work for me.
Al, you own a bar. You're a business owner.
I have 30-something employees.
How many of those employees would you work for?
See, you're putting him in a bad spot.
No, I'm just
keep it in this room.
Yeah.
When Al gets to thinking.
Let's see. Would I work for Kelly? Yeah, I'd work for Kelly. Kelly would probably take care of employees.
You would work for Kelly?
Yeah, and Kelly would be a good boss. JC... I don't think I'd work for JC.
What?
I'm going to be honest with you.
Why would you not work for me?
You have a skateboard in your car.
Okay.
I don't want a boss that has a skateboard in his car.
What's wrong with having a skateboard in my car?
There's nothing.
Oh,
there's nothing wrong with being young, because that was Mark's point. He was like, I started Facebook when I was 19, and everyone tells you, you can't own a business, you can't do this
when you're that young,
and there's a lot of prejudice.
How are you going to tell Al what's perfect for him?
Right?
He can't work for JC.
I can't work for Jenna. I probably could work for Jenna, I guess. I'd probably call in sick a lot.
Why?
Because you'd be kind of, you know, you never know what Jenna you're going to get. You might get happy-go-lucky Jenna. You might get, Jenna.
I don't look like you.
So I'd work for Jenna, but I'd need a lot of time off.
Okay.
So that concludes going around the room.
Okay. So Al would work for Kelly. Al would work for Kelly.
Yeah.
Not for me, because I have a skateboard.
And Al would be a bad employee for me.
So you don't take kindness or anything else?
Look at JC's all hurt.
Yeah,
Hell yeah, I'm hurt.
What, are you going to give Al a job anyway?
No.
Don't worry about it.
I wouldn't hire you anyways.
Why?
Because.
Go ahead, lash out. Get back.
Because he doesn't have a skateboard. And I wouldn't have anybody go skating.
Oh, that,
yeah. Wow. It's the criteria if you want to work for JC Enterprises.
Really? You want to know why I wouldn't hire you, Al?
Yeah, go for it. Do it.
I wouldn't hire you because you make numbers up. I don't grunt like you. Oh. They will make you fucking tree and things. How much money did we make this quarter, Al? Oh, a million, million, trillion.
How much money is Facebook worth, Al?
Oh, million.
200 billion.
Billion.
All right. Yeah, that concludes that we're going around the room.
Okay. Yeah.
Did you guys see, it's going viral.
What?
The picture of Prince. Prince.
Oh, what?
From in high school when he played basketball. And to be honest with you, black don't crack. He looks the same.
Wait.
Yeah, except for that big, gigantic bro.
I haven't seen this photo.
Oh, my God.
But Prince is like 4'11".
5'2". And they say he was actually a good basketball player. He made the varsity as a freshman.
So he's like a Spud Webb, like one of those little short players that's shifty. Yeah.
He didn't start, mm-hmm. but he was like their sixth or seventh man, I think the coach said. But yeah, it's a picture from the 70s. It went viral yesterday, and he was on the basketball team.
They said he's really good. He has a basketball court at his house, and that he plays in his high heels and kicks everybody's butt.
Wow.
Yeah.
I bet, Al, do you think you could beat Prince?
No, I don't.
He couldn't beat me in horse.
Right?
Yeah, that's true.
No, I'm really not that good at basketball. I'm sorry I break the stereotype.
Well, you know, the internet's a really mean place. The darkest part of humanity expresses itself on the internet.
Yeah, we just talked about the Kurt Schilling blog yesterday.
Right.
About
it's
daughter.
Just really, you got
it. It's terrible.
If you're sitting there and you're about to write something, just check your own soul before you send out some of these messages. Like what happened in South Carolina is just unforgivable. I don't care if you say I had a bad day or whatever, and I was just playing. This isn't funny. This mom in South Carolina, her name is Kyra Pringle, and her little daughter, she's 2 years old, celebrating her second birthday, and she posted a picture. She wanted to share it with her friends, little Mariah Anderson's birthday party.
Yeah.
Well, that's where it started. People started posting these awful comments about this little girl, calling her a leprechaun, a monster, and all these horrible things. Little Mariah was born with chromosome 2D duplication syndrome. It's a very rare syndrome. Man. It impairs her learning and her motor skills. Her life expectancy, not long.
And people are picking on her.
And people are calling her horrible names. Wow. And the mom, you know, the news, of course, tracked her down. And she said, you know what? My daughter is not a monster. She's not fake. Some people were saying this is a fake. This is obviously a leprechaun doll. Just horrible things. She's real. She is here. She has fought for her life since she got here. I never thought in a million years I'd be sitting here trying to give Mariah a story like this because of the negative. Now, the little baby's father, David Anderson, says he just wants this to go away. He said, I'm ready for this to blow over. People are going to do what they're going to do. The only thing that's bothering me is what is bothering my family. They said they don't have much longer with this little girl, so they want to enjoy the time they have with her and not let this overshadow what time they have left.
Sure.
So you horrible people, think about, I mean, you think this doesn't hurt? Why are you trying to hurt people?
What about you
makes you want to hurt others? I don't understand this.
Nothing hurts more than somebody saying something about your kid.
That's it. You can say anything about me to a point, but you go after my kid?
No.
Oh,
that is the most painful.
You lose all sense of rationale.
They can't protect themselves. They don't understand
hate. This little girl can't,
No.
It's just horrible.
So, hey, internet, back off.
Thanks, yeah. Tom Hanks.
Yeah, and I hope there's a huge movement and there's a huge backlash against these internet trolls, that someone fronts out the worst of the offenders towards this little girl, and just like the people with Kurt Schilling's daughter, they start losing their jobs and suffering the consequences. That's the only way it's going to stop.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They need to be, like, put on an island with a really slow internet connection.
Survival of the fittest.
And with dial-up.
Yeah, what are they doing with Guantanamo now? Maybe.
Dial-up Ireland.
Seriously, yeah, this is not right. It's the freedom of speech does not come without consequences. I'm sorry.
Freedom of speech, talk about what your opinion on politics. That's fine if you oppose to things. But when you're talking about kids...
This isn't a freedom of speech issue.
This is not at all.
No.
That's
terrible. Terrible.
Let's finish with a cool story.
Yes.
With a nice story.
Yeah, pump us up.
This is so sweet. 10-year-old girl from East Texas. Her name's Savannah Solis. She heard about those two New York cops who were shot in their patrol car back in December. You remember that?
Yeah, yeah.
And it really got to her. So she decided to do something pretty cool. For the past 2 months, she's been writing thank you notes and then handing them out to random cops in Texas and New York.
Wow.
So far, she's done about 700 notes. 500 have gone to cops in Texas, 200 have gone to cops in New York. So last week, JetBlue sent her family to New York so she could meet some of those cops she sent cards to.
Oh, very beautiful.
Yeah. And the Texas House of Representatives gave her an award at the state capitol on Monday. She also asks every cop she meets for their autograph, and she's collected about 1,500 so far.
That's great.
There
you go.
It's cool.
And on an up note. Yeah.
Kids like that give me hope. That's what gives me hope.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Good morning. We want to thank you for joining us. It's pretty cold all around the U.S. But if you're new to our show, my name is JC. I'm a daddy of two. Chloe is one. Kaysen is three. I'm married to my college sweetheart. And I'm a proud ESL graduate. And a huge fan of the show Empire. Because it's the best show of all time. And to my right is my good buddy, Big Al Mac.
Yes, that's right. I am Dora Bell Mac's baby boy. That's right. Dora Bell Mac. That's my mama. I've gone to 12 different schools. I did repeat fourth grade, not because I flunked. It was just they wanted me back.
Okay, yeah.
I did such a great job.
Uh-huh.
Born and raised in Dallas, Texas. I've never lived in another city in my entire life.
That is crazy.
I've always lived right here. And have a sister. She actually is not as loyal to Dallas as I am. She lives in Northern California or something, somewhere up there. I've never been.
San Francisco? No.
Is she in like San Francisco or something?
It's north of San Francisco, but you can call it
Santa
San Francisco.
Clara.
Yeah, yeah. And, here's Kelly Raspberry.
Well, in an interesting twist, Big Al, I skipped the fourth grade.
Oh. That's probably why I had to do it twice, because you skipped. I had to make up for your butt.
My mom wouldn't let me skip.
I wasn't, honestly, I've told this before. You know why I skipped fourth grade? Because I wasn't getting along with anybody in my class.
You're too
I got
mature.
Along. I was too mature.
Too
I thought, you're all so stupid and immature. And the teacher said, I think Kelly would get along better with older students. So
really?
They skipped me. And even when I skipped a grade, my best friends were still in the grade ahead of me. I just like the older kids. What? Anyway, I'm Kelly Raspberry. I'm a single mom. I've been divorced for forever. But my daughter Emma Kelly's 8. Uh-huh. And we have a dog named George. He's a Yorkie Poo Poo.
My dog's Curtis. He's in the conference room.
I was born and raised in South Carolina in a hellfire, brimstone, fundamental Baptist Bible believing church, which may or may not have affected my belief system. I'm started there and now I'm here.
There you go.
There,
and I don't know. Maybe I'm seeing somebody. Maybe.
Kind of. Tinder.
Might account for a better mood lately.
The boyfriend formerly known as Tinder Bear is now Tinder Wolf. potential boyfriend.
Yeah, thank you for
early
you
stages.
Need that little potential.
Allegedly.
Yeah. Early stages of dating.
And I'm Jenna, and I'm on the opposite end of the spectrum than Kelly. I've never been married. I don't have any children. I consider my pug, who I'm obsessed with, my child.
You really are obsessed with your pug.
You are.
She's like planning a big birthday party for the pug.
Jenna goes on trips with her pug.
People do that. Well,
they do.
We're doing his pug,
do.
Pug,
Kelly,
pug it list right
rude.
Now.
It's a surprise birthday party.
Yeah, don't tell
him. He's not listening.
Yes, he is.
He is listening. I leave the radio on in the morning. So
I'm sorry,
so
I blew
he can
it.
Listen to me. Yes, we are having an all-denim birthday party, and the three of you better be waiting on your invite in the mail.
Okay, oh, when is
I'm,
it?
I'm busy. I think I'm. I got something.
And it also is my birthday. We share a birthday. It is. It is Saturday, May 9th, and it is just an. It's going to be just an hour of your time.
Does that mean I have to give two presents?
Hour?
No presents. Your presence is the present.
Okay.
So oh, it will. Man. But the dress code is all denim.
You know that's Mother's Day weekend.
Yes.
I'm just telling you. I mean, I don't have a problem with it.
It's Saturday. You can bring your daughter if you'd like to bring a plus one.
All right, Jenna and Max's birthday party.
Uh-huh.
Max's.
Party.
You know what? It's really just going to be. It's on my birthday. It's just going to be Max's. And you need to come because he has been really sick lately. He's at the vet today, and it might be his last birthday. It's his 11th. He's never had a birthday party before. So if that's not
in my calendar.
Now, all right.
And is it going to be at the dog park?
No.
Or your house?
It's going to be at a place called the Tea Room.
Okay.
I've always wanted to have a high tea with Max.
Huh.
Tea with dogs. Got it.
It's going to be a brunch from like 11:30 to 1.
Oh, good. Okay.
Right. Yeah.
With
yeah.
delicious food. I'll even pay for the whole thing.
No. So right. Don't come. Do that. Don't do that.
But you have to wear all denim.
All right.
Denim on denim.
Oh, crap.
He is getting.
Okay, I've got a denim on denim.
He's getting a custom rocker denim vest made as we speak. Everyone has to wear all denim, top to bottom.
That's Jenna, a Texas tuxedo, right?
Yeah.
Did you know what Mario Brothers' favorite outfit was? It was denim. All right. Are you guys ready to play a fun game?
Got it. In my calendar, Jenna.
All right. We're doing it earlier today because we want to give everybody a chance to win awesome late night infomercial prices with our fun game called...
But wait, there's more.
There's more.
Yes, Big Al Mac. It's the game that's sweeping the nation.
Mm-hmm.
We all stay up. We watch those infomercials. We think the products are cool. We never get around to buying them.
No.
Our wallet's always somewhere else.
Got time for that.
So what we do is we buy the products. We bring you on the show. We give you three to choose from based on very, very short clips from their commercials. Mm-hmm. And then you pick one.
There you go. And then you find out what you want.
And then we find out what you want. But you know what? Everyone's a winner because all of these are awesome. Let's meet our contestant today.
Okay.
Brandy Lemonnier. Did I say it right?
You did. It's Lemonnier, but that's close.
That's Louisiana right there,
Lemonnier.
Yep.
Lemonnier.
Yeah. By the way, Brandy.
Born and raised in New Orleans.
New Orleans, shout out.
Right? Uh-huh.
No, we love it. Right. We love it.
I was there a couple weeks ago. Have you ever been to Harry's Corner?
I have.
Isn't it great?
It's awesome.
It's the
all of New Orleans is awesome.
Dive of all dives, but it is great. I love that bar. Okay, but anyway, yep.
Most of the best places in New Orleans are dives, but they're awesome.
All right.
By the way, if you want to get to know Brandy, you can always go on the Kid TV chat room because she hangs out there from time to time.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Shout out Kid TV chat room, Ryan and his man bun, KJ, TG.
See? All right. A nice little community in the chat room. What's your screen name on there, Brandy?
Brandy.
Just Brandy. Okay, perfect.
All right.
Easy
enough.
Simple.
Brandy, do you know how to play the game?
I do.
All right. We're going to start with one clip. We're going to move on to two more clips after that. You get to pick your prize once you hear all three. You ready for the first one?
I'm ready.
Here is product number one.
I tried other devices that had batteries, but they were always such a pain to change and so costly.
Oh. She sounded so old and sweet.
Sounded like an older lady. Yeah.
So it's something that would help the elderly, maybe.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I tried other devices that had batteries, but they were always such a pain to change and so costly.
Oh.
I've heard Kelly say that before.
I have some that have batteries that are pain to change.
Easy.
Yeah, right?
Easy, Brandy.
Yeah.
Right. That's item number one. What's the mystery item number two?
Here you go.
Its patented design prevents curling and breakage.
Oh, I hate when there's curling and breaking.
I'm assuming that's something to do with hair care.
Ooh.
Curling and breaking.
I'm just assuming. I don't know what these are, but I love playing along at home.
I know what that is.
Okay. Yeah.
You do know what that is, you think?
I think I do.
Okay.
Okay, good.
Stand by.
So
Stand
Brandy
by.
May know what product number two is, but All right. you never know.
All right, what's number three?
Here's product number three for you, Brandy.
Its sleek black design makes it very discreet.
Ooh.
Sleek black design?
Yeah. Shout out, Jenna.
Wow. Why would you need something sleek and black to be discreet? That's the mystery question.
I don't know, Kelly.
Exactly.
I don't know.
Those are your choices. Something that needs batteries.
Easy there, Miss New Orleans.
I wish we knew why, but we don't.
So that's what she said.
All right.
Easy, Miss New Orleans.
Okay.
I think I might have that.
Brandy, you heard all three products.
Man. So what were they? The one that the batteries are too hard to change.
Uh-huh.
Man, there is a theme.
Number two was what?
The patented design prevents curling and breakage.
Okay.
Yeah.
And number three is sleek and black.
Yeah.
Sleek, black, and discreet.
Discreet.
Wow.
Okay, Brandy.
It's
on you.
I think I'm going to go with Black and Discreet.
You know what? The curiosity is killing me.
Of course you would.
Me too.
Okay,
me
Brandy.
Too.
I love Brandy so much more for choosing that option.
Brandy.
But wait, there's more.
Okay, Brandy.
All right, Brandy.
You went with Black and Discreet.
Uh-huh.
You did not go. You did not go with product number one, which is this.
Introducing the fully rechargeable MSA30X, a revolutionary device that features the latest microsound amplification technology barely be seen. Independently tested to help you hear up to 30 times better. It turns ordinary hearing into extraordinary hearing.
By the way, when they say it can barely be seen, they mean it could absolutely be seen.
I wonder if that would help my husband hear me.
No, that's okay.
Yeah.
No, he can.
That's a gift from God selective. When we can't hear you.
Yeah, inside. On the inside, we can't hear you. We just choose not to.
All right. What else? What's the curly breakage one?
Brandy, you said you thought you knew what this was. What do you think it is?
I think it's that little bowl that, you know, with the blow dryer that curls the hair in the bowl.
It sucks up your hair in, like, this bowl. It's the weirdest thing. I'm scared of it.
Okay, well, let's see if you're right.
Well, Brandy, you're wrong.
You need the original Bacon Wave, the amazing product that makes perfectly cooked bacon right in your microwave in just minutes. Bacon Wave is your answer to delicious, mouth-watering bacon with less fat and grease, less cholesterol, and less calories.
Wow.
Simply place up to 14 strips of bacon in the Bacon Wave.
14.
Skewer each piece and pop it in the microwave. It's that easy.
Wow.
Look at all the wow.
And I love bacon, too.
That's a great product because I just use paper towels and it curls on the plate.
Yeah. That could be yours for $14.95.
Wow.
Plus shipping and handling, of course.
But wait, there's more.
Oh, yes, there is, Big Al Mac. Brandy, mm-hmm. You went with product number three.
Black and Discreet.
Black and Discreet.
It's a morning show on the other side of town.
Yeah, I'm black.
I'm discreet.
Even though it should be the other way around. Yeah. All right. Brandy, this is what you won.
Introducing Catch Caddy, the revolutionary car seat caddy that sits between the seat and console to catch things before they fall into the black hole. Cell phones, jewelry, cash, coins, french fries, and more. Catch Caddy grabs them all before they fall to the floor. Catch Caddy is ultra flexible with a one-size-fits-all patent-pending design that slides right in to fit securely beside any seat. And its sleek black design makes it very discreet.
Oh, I hate when my keys fall into the black hole.
Yeah.
Yay!
That's a very practical.
I can use that.
It's true.
Oh, good.
The cell phone. That's such a problem when your cell phone falls.
Yeah.
Or change. Yeah.
My
or french
phone
fry.
Or my makeup.
Uh-huh. You feel good about it, Brandy?
I feel good. I'm just happy that I got to talk to y'all.
Oh, you're so sweet. Mm. Well, you know what, JC? I think she deserves a little bit more.
All right. Let me reach here in my pocket. And you know what, Brandy? Looks like we have another $100 Party City gift card for you. Would you like that?
Oh, no way. I would love that. Thank you so much.
That way you can get your green on for St. Patrick's Day. You can get a leprechaun costume, some hats, beads, and more from Party City.
And you'll never lose them in the car again.
No.
No beads will fall into the black hole.
If you need anything else, it's Black and Discreet. Call me.
All of those St. Patrick's Day parades.
Yes.
With my green beer.
Exactly. Hey, no one knows how to party on St. Patrick's Day.
Mm-hmm.
Brandy, enjoy your prize. Hold on for us, okay?
Okay, thank y'all so much.
Have a great day.
You too.
Let us know how that sleek black design that makes it very discreet works out for you, okay?
I will. Thank you.
Hold on, Brandy.
I love her laugh.
She's a great person.
Back to more of the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
This is the championship round of the Voice Factor Idol.
This is it, y'all.
Now, what is the Voice Factor Idol? This is the friendly competition we have amongst ourselves.
Friendly.
It's friendly.
Battle, dude. It's battle.
Sometimes we battle each other, but since The Voice is back, American Idol is back, all these people performing on stage, we want to show off, too. So we take popular songs, we remake them based on topics that we received the day before. And we have 24 hours to write a song and perform it live on the air the next morning.
Or try to perform.
Last week, Big Al Mac and Jenna went head-to-head.
Yeah, well, Jenna pretty much dominated.
Jenna won.
Jenna actually competed.
Performed.
Yeah.
I had some type of nuclear, outer atmospheric meltdown of epic proportion.
Yeah, let's hear Jenna, the winner, first, because she sang about it was supposed to be a battle between Jenna and Al.
Going at each other.
Talk trash about each other. Jenna made fun of Al.
Al got drunk tonight. Hits on anything nice and tight.
Dr. Girlfriend turning 30, right? But Al chose his bar just for the fight. Sometimes Al just acts like a dog. Kelly always turns down his booty calls. Fake beard, but he's real bald. Watch your toilet, he's known to clog. Five broke cars since he got
Jenna
rich.
Was flawless.
Yeah. And the whole theme was dissing the
dissing
other
each
person.
Other. And
she wasn't
went
doing
at him.
That. Yeah, there's
yeah,
yeah. a purpose behind
That's
it.
Yeah,
the
a
point.
Couple people wrote me like, Jenna was just mean. And I'm like, what?
That was the point.
That was the point.
It was a battle.
It was battle.
Because
yeah. yeah.
if Al would have done his song,
he would have
it would have been dissing Jenna.
But Al didn't get through his song.
I couldn't. Yeah.
I'm drunk like you. Things are making fucking tree and things.
I'd rather do. Oh, I think it's a little snot
on the nose. Oh, Big Al Mac. We have a call.
See, Mark, what happened was.
You're causing accidents, Big Al. Laura, what happened?
Hey, good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
So I missed the Voice Factor Idol last week.
Yeah.
I had a meeting, and I was on my way to work. I'm a hospice nurse, and I was driving from my office to the Whitney office.
Uh-huh.
And y'all played the clip of Big Al's song, I Can't Grunt Like You. And y'all put the little Jenna grunt in there, and I had just taken my first real drink of coffee, and I spewed it all over my windshield, and my dash, and my steering wheel. And thank goodness it was raining because I was able to use the rain on the cars I had in the back of the car.
Oh, man.
But that window so I could make it to work.
That's the kind of reaction
we want
you guys to have.
But not in that way.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, between you getting an extra break to rewrite the song you lost.
I lost
and
a
you
song.
Got, you got two opportunities to do the song when you messed up the first time. Uh-huh. I really feel like if you had been able to make it through it,
maybe
that you absolutely would have beat me because I think the song choice and that whole premise was hilarious.
It was. Well,
thank you, Laura. You do good work.
Yeah, you're so welcome.
Your job is.
You'll help me get my mood and my attitude right before I get in there.
You do God's work, girl.
Thank you for doing hospice care. It's a wonderful thing.
Thank you.
You need me to get you another cup of coffee or anything?
Well, you know, I could use a detail on my car.
There you go.
All right. Bring it on by the bar. I'll get somebody right on it.
Thanks, Laura.
I'll do that. Thank you.
All right. I promise.
You know, I'm getting her info now.
Oh, I will. I will.
You should join her, maybe, and sing some of your hits.
Woo!
Put people in a good mood.
No, it's not about me right now.
Okay, y'all are missing. JC is freaking out. He's so nervous. Are you pitting out?
I'm not pitting out.
Well, this always happens right before. You guys have been cool, calm, collected this morning. This happens right before you're about to perform.
Not for
he
Kelly.
Gets really nervous.
I'm okay. I could go to the bathroom.
Last week, last time we did this, Kelly was like, I don't want to do this.
She hated it.
You hated this. And now it's like, you're like
a
breath of fresh
life's
air.
Life's not that bad.
All right. Are you ready to go, Kelly?
Oh, she's all happy now.
Whatever. Okay, if you want to go first?
I'll go first.
That's fine.
JC, you're going to go first.
Yeah.
And the topic this week for the finale, the championship round,
right.
It's been going on for a month of the Voice Factor Idol. The topic we spun the wheel for ended up being road trip.
Yeah, because we're potentially, maybe, possibly going to go on one.
So what a road trip with the show would be like, basically.
Sure. Yeah.
Give or take, any
way you want to take that. So, yeah. JC, which song did you go with to do a parody?
I am so inspired right now by Hakeem on Empire, that I have decided to go with. She do it all night. She going hard, right? Yeah. She loves spotlight. This song. Probably one of the best songs I've heard on TV recently.
Okay, so I'm not familiar with this song other than hearing you sing it occasionally.
Yeah.
So this is an original song from an episode of Empire.
It's an original song from Empire. It's actually...
Is it blowing up the charts?
The iTunes charts, yeah.
And you were able to find a karaoke version of this.
I went on looking because I couldn't find the original.
Right.
But some guys remade it, and it sounded pretty decent and close to the actual instrumental from the show.
All right.
So I decided to go ahead and write it. And I know, Al, you would like it because you like Empire.
Sure, I love Empire.
And this might work in your favor because we don't know how it's really supposed
to
go.
Sure.
Or not, because sometimes people like hearing songs that they're accustomed to hearing on the radio. But
we're not. We don't know.
All right, JC, do you have a title?
Yeah, what's the name of it?
Road Trip.
Instead of drip drop.
Road trip.
All right, are you ready? I'll do the announcing.
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right, up first. In the championship round of the Voice Factor Idol, singing a song, Road Trip, here is JC.
Yeah.
We driving all night. We gonna see sights. Maybe take a hike. Nah, we ain't doing that. When we go on that road trip. Road trip on a bus. Road trip. Hide your snacks on the road trip. Road trip on a bus. Road trip. Road trip with the show. Who dropped the bomb in the bathroom? Big Al did it. Something on Kelly's mind. She wearing a teddy. I think she's Skyping boo. While Big Al goes poo-poo. Jenna passed out cause her Xanax reliable. Sleep, that's a no. We wanna get it when we on that bus. We wanna get it, but Big Al snore. And sound like a boar, a dying boar. And I'ma need a hand. I bought her checkpoint stands. Sent back to my land. Because I'm Mexican. No sleeping at night. Don't use the toilet, right? There's gonna be a fight. When Big Al go drip, plop. Don't do that to us. Road trip. Big Al breaks the rule, drip, plop. 10:09 on the bus. Road trip. Can't wait for it, yo.
Can you shut the door? Woo! That took me to a dark place.
Wow,
Stacey.
I can't wait for our road trip all about Big Al going to the bathroom.
That's for you, Hakeem. That's for you.
You should maybe send that to him.
I can't do that.
Tweet him and tag him.
As soon as we get the video, you just tweet
that. He's going to go, what the hell is this guy saying?
He might
about?
Be honored.
Do you have more followers than him?
Yeah, I do.
Oh,
at
good.
This point, you do.
Right now.
That,
but like,
that works in your favor, though.
Tag him on that.
I've tried talking to him twice.
You need to tag the song, yes, and see if you can get him to respond.
Just
we'll all blast him.
Jesse. Kelly's being condescending.
No, I'm not.
I don't think she is.
Kelly's making fun of me.
Excuse
I'm not.
Me. Big Al Mack, will you sit there and you be condescending? Let me replay you something.
I'm no grunt like you. They're making fucking tree and taste.
I want JC. JC really likes this guy. I want JC to be acknowledged by him, and I think a good way would be to post something like that.
Thank you, Kelly.
Okay. Well, JC, your rap skills were on point.
Okay. Kelly, are you ready?
Is it my turn?
Yeah, what are you doing?
Whoa.
Well.
All right, Kelly.
I was inspired. I felt like, you know what, I'll be honest. I feel like Al let everyone down last week.
Uh-oh.
Because I thought he was, I guess I was mistaken. I thought he was going to go home and rewrite the song and come back the next day and perform it, which he did not. So I felt it was my obligation, even though the subject matter is different.
Kelly, I almost did the same thing.
I know.
Oh,
that would have been so funny.
So you're revisiting.
I'm revisiting.
Yes. John.
I'm revisiting.
Wow. I don't mess with you.
Wow.
This song is so fun.
It is
by
fun.
The way.
Big Kelly up in the house.
Big Kelly. Well, I don't think I like that.
Well, it's Big Sean.
Kelly,
Big Kelly.
Don't take it so
I don't
personally.
Think I want to be Big Kelly.
What about Big Red?
I don't want to be Big anything.
Okay.
Why can't I be Lil Kelly?
Okay, Lil Kelly.
Can you be Lil Big Kelly?
No.
How about Lil Big Kelly?
Big,
okay.
Big Lil Kelly?
So my song is called. Because you know what the real song is called?
Yes.
It's called I Ain't Trippin' With You.
Oh, road trip.
I'm not talking about tripping on drugs because I don't condone that. But
right.
I'm talking about road tripping. So I Ain't Trippin' With You. You ready?
We're ready, Kelly. Ready.
All right, here is Kelly Raspberry, the final contestant, championship round of the Voice Factor Idol, and her song, I Ain't Trippin' With You.
Yep.
Come on, Kelly.
Can I grunt?
I ain't tripping with you. Oh. You're so stupid, what you thinking? I ain't tripping with you. Oh. In your pop-up camper, I ain't tripping with you. I got a million trillion things that you know I'd rather do than go road tripping with you. In your stupid bus, I don't give a what. I don't give a what. I don't give a what. Look, I don't give a what about you a road trip. You don't give a what about you a road tripping with you. I heard you got an RV and you planning a trip. Yeah, you loaded up the goodies and sour cream dip. Jenna brought her Prozac, but she ain't got a script. Got a spare Vicodin cause I hurt my left hip. Big Al will get in big trouble if he go number two. JC be eating up eggs and it's smelling P.U. I'ma go all ham like you know I can do. That's what you get for making me go road tripping with you. You're so stupid, what you thinking? I ain't tripping with you. In your pop-up camper, I ain't tripping with you. I got a million willion things that you know I'd rather do than go road tripping with you. In your stupid bus, I don't give a what. I don't give a what. I don't give a what. Road tripping with you. I ain't road tripping with you. Word to your mother.
No, you don't say word to your mother anymore, Kelly.
Yeah, you do. Come.
I'm loving.
Well done, Kelly.
Loving the rap approach, you guys.
We did double hip hop today and last week.
Yes.
Yep.
Big change. In the voice back rider.
Well,
congratulations,
done.
Kelly.
All right, we're going to go to break.
Congratulations, Kelly.
But we will take your calls.
Y'all don't need to vote.
Yeah, 5 calls. No.
You know, that was no mac and cheese, but I tried.
Right. Why are you slamming me so much, Al?
I'm not slamming you.
What's up
I'm
with
not
you
slamming
lately?
You.
First you said you wouldn't work for JP because he skateboards.
What did I do to
you?
I'm
not slamming you, dog.
On his song.
I'm not slamming on you. Kelly's going to win.
You did the same
don't
thing.
Don't say that, because then now I'm going to lose.
Okay.
No.
JC might win. JC might win.
Let's stop
me. You know
prediction.
What? It's not about who wins or loses.
Yes, it is.
We're the people entertained.
It's about who loses.
Well, the voting is open now at KidNation.com, right?
Yes.
Go to KidNation.com and vote. Only the online votes count, but we still want to hear your opinion. So, yeah, 5 calls decided all within the room.
You made that song sound so good, Kelly.
800-KID-LIVE.
I kind of screwed up a little bit.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GIG-IT. Yeah, I thought I had it. I screwed up a little bit.
The Kid Craddock Morning Show is back.
The Voice Factor Idol Championship round was just performed.
Ooh.
Kelly came in hype and sang her song, Road Trippin'.
I ain't road trippin' with you. I ain't trippin' with you. You got an RV and you planning a trip. Yeah, you loaded up the goodies and sour cream dip. Jenna brought her Prozac, but she ain't got a script. Got a spare Vicodin because I hurt my left hip. Big Al will get in big trouble if he go number two. JC be eating up eggs and it's smelling P.U. I'm going to go all ham like you know I can do. That's what you get for making me go road trippin' with you.
I love this song.
You so stupid, what you thinking? I ain't trippin' with you.
That was the same song Big Al tried to perform last week.
Tried.
And Kelly showed us that it is doable. You can't finish the song.
Right.
And I decided to go with a song not very well known, not mainstream, but it's from my favorite TV show, Empire.
All right.
The song is called Drip Drop. It's from like probably the first or second episode on Empire, but I like the song. And it's called Road Trip. Who dropped the bomb in the bathroom? Big Al did it. Something on Kelly's mind. She wearing a teddy. I think she's Skyping boo. While Big Al goes poo-poo. Jenna passed out because her Xanax reliable. Sleep, that's a no. We want to get it. So we're going to take some calls. See what you think. Big Al snore.
Come me going to the bathroom is in both of y'all's songs.
Because that's what we're
that's
so afraid
one rule.
Of. We're so afraid of that, Big Al Mac.
That's you don't the number understand. One rule on a tour bus. Don't. Poop and on the bus. And you can't get that through your head.
You say you're going to break it. You're adamant that you're going to go poop on the bus.
I didn't say I was going. I'm just saying you can't say don't do
okay.
it. That's all I'm saying.
Hey, Jennifer, how you doing this morning?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing great. Who do you vote for?
Oh, my gosh, Kelly. Oh. I'm so sorry, Casey, but your song was so blah. It just left me feeling nothing. I don't know if it was the wrong song choice, but Kelly makes me want to go road tripping.
Okay. So not a big Empire fan, I see.
Amazing.
Not a big Empire fan, Jennifer?
Whoa.
You know
no,
what?
I'm not. I don't think I've ever seen the show.
I'll be honest, that music bed was dark. It was a dark.
Yeah, that's what the song is.
You know,
It's like
I think that's what it is. Even if you're not familiar with the song, the music was, it had a dark feel
it's like
to
it. It's like a heavy hip hop.
Yeah.
But you had passion for it.
Thank you, Jennifer. I'm going to go hide under the desk now.
Oh, please.
Hey, criticism's hard.
Hey, Kristen, how you doing?
Hi, how are y'all?
Good.
Doing great. Who does your vote go to?
Okay. I absolutely love both of y'all songs, but I have to give it to JC
because
I am a huge Empire fan.
There you go.
Did I do Hakeem a little bit of justice?
Yes, you did. I loved it.
I even tried to do his voice and everything. Thanks, Kristen. We'll mark your vote down.
Right, you getting out from under the desk now, JC?
Yeah, I'm out of. Kristen got me from under the desk now. I'm excited. Let's go with. We'll go with Mike. Mike, how you doing, buddy? Who do you vote for, bud?
Hi. I thought both performances were excellent. JC's, your lyrics were on point.
Uh huh.
But Kelly. You need a record deal.
I wouldn't go that far.
Winner goes to Kelly.
All right,
well,
Mike.
Thank you, Mike. You know, I had a lot of luck with men named Mike.
Yeah, you have. Yeah, you have. One of my friends in particular. Brothers love Kelly.
They do. All right, Mike. Well, thanks, bud.
Congratulations.
Well, thank you, Mike.
Mike thinks you need a record contract, Kelly.
Sign me up.
Mike thinks you need some Mike.
Yeah.
I won't even read the contract. I'll just sign it.
Uh-huh.
Let's get another dude. Let's see what they think. James, who does your vote go to?
Oh, Kelly killed it.
Oh, thanks, James.
Kelly absolutely killed it.
To quote James, Kelly thinks you tore that up, Kelly.
I tore it up. Yeah, totally. I killed it killed and it. Tore it up.
Mm, well, you probably tore it up first, then you killed it.
Yeah. What was your favorite?
See, you did good. You did good. I'm the Empire fan, but Kelly killed it.
Sometimes right. Kelly brings it, and you just can't overcome.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Thanks, bud.
And she was feeling it this week.
I just wish I had more, I don't know.
Swag.
Yeah. I have like white girl swag.
Yeah,
that's not really,
girl.
That's not, you know.
Yeah, it was cute
it's
though.
More like, it's more like wag.
I want sister swag.
Yeah.
Well,
so that's
because when
it
I
is.
Was practicing it in the hotel room last night,
yeah, swag.
I like got in the mirror because I wanted to feel it, you know?
Uh-huh.
And I was like, I ain't tripping with you. But see, when I come out, you know, I was like feeling, I was like, I come here, I ain't tripping with you. I just can't help it. The white girl takes over again.
And you happen to be giddy a lot lately.
I can't help it, y'all. I have to stop myself from talking about him. I'm sorry.
All right, we've taken four votes. I believe one for me, three for Kelly.
Uh-huh.
Valerie, who do you vote for?
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Shout out, JC.
Shout out, girl.
Hey, I vote for Kelly. I'm sorry, but... You did good. She blew it out of the water.
Oh, thank you.
It was funny. I was laughing on the way to work.
You know, it helps that I, you know, got to make fun of Big Al in the process of entertaining you.
Right. Thank you. I took the bullet. Yeah. I took the bullet.
Did you like my Million Willion thing?
I love the Million Willion.
Yeah. I've coined a new phrase. You did awesome for a white girl.
Oh, thank you. You know what? I accept that. I want so bad to be a Latina for one day. And I know I spray tanned before I came in today to do my song. I thought that might help.
Oh, yeah, you did?
I could tell.
You had time to spray tan yesterday?
Yesterday, yes. I went out in the blinding hail. To get a spray tan.
Valerie, can you give Kelly any tips on how to have more swag?
Yes.
Yeah, how to be more Latina, because I'm Latino, and I don't know how the ladies go about things.
Oh, you Mexican?
Well, yes. My dad's from Mexico, and my mom's from here. I don't think Kelly needs any swag. She has plenty.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh.
Well, thank you.
Actually, I wanted to invite y'all to a quinceañera, because I know a while back y'all were talking about, you know, Kelly's ever been to a quinceañera.
Uh-huh. I haven't. Uh-huh.
When is it?
March 14th. My daughter's turning 15. And, of course, it's going to be, you know, what is a true quinceañera with the walk, the father-daughter dance, everything.
Oh,
you know,
man.
Honestly, I would love to do that, but we're taking my parents out for their 50th anniversary, March 14th.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry.
I'm going to be in a parade. Yeah, man, I wish I could go. I wish I could go. We're going to be in a parade all day.
Yeah, we're doing their... My parents have been married 50 years, y'all.
Wow.
That's... Awesome.
So, but congratulations to whoever's having the quinceañera.
No, congratulations, Kelly.
And thank you for your vote,
thank
Valerie.
You. And thank you for inviting
you,
me.
Yeah,
I wish I could.
Invite.
Yay.
Somebody else invite me to a quinceañera. I've done a bar mitzvah and a bat mitzvah. I got another bar mitzvah coming up. Emma Kelly's never been to one, so it'll be her first.
Bat mitzvah.
And I've you've done the Passover Seder.
You've been to a botillion?
What's a botillion?
It's like this group called Jack and Jill. And I was presented. It's called when you're presented.
It's like your coming out party.
Yeah, yeah.
Like
a
cotillion?
Yeah.
It's like a debutante
ball. It's like black people's cotillion. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. And it is, seriously.
You ever
it's
been
a group
to a
called
Brazilian?
Jack and Jill. And when I was a senior in high school, Kirk was one. I was one. We had tuxedos. I was like 20, 30 guys. And tuxedo hats, canes, the whole thing.
I would love to. You know, it's just fun to experience that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See how, you know, other people celebrate. Milestones.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, you can keep your votes coming. Thank you for your calls. Go to kidnation.com. The voting is set up there. I believe they want us to take one more vote.
Okay.
I believe to make me feel better.
Aw.
Cole?
What up, JC?
What's up, Cole? Who do you vote for?
I vote for you, man.
Aw.
Oh, okay.
Thanks, dude.
Yeah.
See there?
Yeah.
A little something for everybody.
Cole got my back. Thanks, Cole. You made me feel good.
Sorry, Kelly.
Oh, it's okay.
Oh, she's fine. She got plenty of votes.
It's fine.
Kelly.
What?
I'll be your coal train, baby. You don't need no tender wolf. I'm the coal train.
All right.
Yeah, Cole.
Toot, toot.
Cole.
Yeah.
Cole votes for JC, but his love goes to Kelly.
I'll be your coal train.
And I really get the prize.
Oh, my
coal
God.
Coal train. Choo, choo. My man, Cole.
Oh, thank man. You, Cole.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
This is a bit where we like to let you vent.
Because
things happen throughout your day where you just want to turn to that person and go, so what? Shake it off.
Shake it off.
I have one for my wife.
All right.
To my wife. Yes, I'll eat the bag of chips all the way to the crumbs, and I put the crumbs back into the pantry.
I'm going to eat them later, I promise. Stop getting mad and shake it off.
Wow.
Don't put the crumbs back in.
Don't you like to, I like to eat everything in the bag. I don't like to throw it away. The crumbs are the most delicious part.
Why don't you just go ahead and eat them?
Because I'm full.
There's always room for crumbs.
Tracy, you'll like this one.
Okay.
Got one on Facebook from Parker who says, I don't care how many times you roll your eyes at me. I am going to take a selfie in the mirror at the gym. I'm getting swole. Get on my level. Shake it off. Hashtag this is not JC.
Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT. We got more Facebook ones real quick.
Sure. From
Savannah, my boyfriend attempted to politely tell me, I've gained some weight. But his belly touches mine when we kiss. Pass the Girl Scout cookies, I'm gonna shake it off.
This one is actually from our phone screener, Lacey. That's who you talk to when you call our show.
Yeah.
My furniture delivery just got rescheduled for the third time due to this weather. Guess I'll just shake it off while I sit on the floor.
All right,
let's go. Let's take one on the phone real quick. Marie, you're on the Shake It Off lines. Go ahead.
To my coworker, I've been there longer. I am on salary, and I get paid the same no matter if I'm in the office or not. Enjoy your 8 to 5 and shake it off and shut up.
Wow.
Hey. Inter-office tension.
Ooh, Marie does not have to ride that clock.
A little bit.
Oh. Part of the perks of being a senior member of the staff.
You get on her level. On salary. Marie, have a great day,
Stop. I can do my show from home. I can do it over the phone.
No, you can't, Kelly.
Why not?
Because we make eye contact. And we, you know.
We can FaceTime.
Uh-huh, Skype, baby.
No, because it's not the same when you talk on the phone. I like seeing you in person.
Right. CNN does it all the time. They'll have the person in studio, then they have all of these other people all across the country.
I can set up an in-home studio. Yeah. I mean, how long do I have to work here to get that?
If we had that, Kelly, ask me a question now, because you say CNN does it. Ask me a question, and this is how it answers.
Hey, what are you and Kinsey doing tonight?
We're going to go out to dinner, Al.
You're not stationed in Russia. There's not like a time change.
The delay kills me.
It ain't that big of a delay. I'll be 10 miles away.
Shake it off. You're coming into work.
Oh, like you can tell me what I can and can't do.
Well, I'm not telling you. I don't want you to get fired, so I'm asking you to please.
Okay.
I'm coming into work because the boss wouldn't like that. Carly, what do you want to tell that driver?
Hey.
Hello?
Go ahead, Carly.
I want to tell the driver that cut me off that, yes, I took the last parking spot in this horrible weather, and you just need to shake it off.
Hey, shouldn't have cut you off. That's instant karma, baby.
Yep, there it is.
There you go. Wasn't that the best? When somebody gives you road rage and you get to take their parking spot?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you take that all day, Carly. Good job.
From Facebook, Kate says, got my mustache waxed and my upper lip broke out. The day before I had my first Tinder date. I think I just need to shake it off.
Dang, that happens a lot, huh?
Yeah, I can't. I can't do the lip waxing. Makes me break out.
Mm-hmm. Is it zits or what is it?
Well, like I think it's just you're opening up the pores. Yeah, so you have to give yourself a few days.
I did it one time because a girl wanted to do my eyebrows. She said, well, you want me to take care of your lip, too? I was like, what's wrong with my lip? I didn't even think I had a problem. And she waxed me. It was awful. You get, like, these cysts and welts. You can't be having anything special planned around that.
Does it grow back thicker?
No, I don't have a mustache. I mean, she was just trying to.
There's baby hairs. There's easier ways to get rid of it.
So we shouldn't hate on the girl with the mustache?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, do I have a mustache? Do you think I have a mustache?
No.
I think I'd take mustache over lip zits.
If you guys want to join me in the Dollar Shave Club, we can do that.
Really?
For $1
a month. Signed up?
I don't want to shave there.
Well, I don't need that because I don't shave very often. I don't need that at all.
If a dollar lasts you about a year.
Yeah.
I seriously can do one razor for months.
You're in the once a year shave.
Mallory, I'm sure this is happening to everybody with that bad weather out there. What happened?
To the lady that cut me off and flipped me the finger because I was going too slow. Shake it off. Not everybody can afford a four-wheel drive car.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
I tell you, those people that think they're all high and mighty driving all fast in that icy snow.
Unbelievable.
Ridiculous.
I don't understand.
And then, I missed my turn. Let me brake. And to make everybody slam
on
the
brakes. If you miss your exit, you got to take one for the team and go to the next exit and turn around.
There's this wonderful thing called a U-turn that you could go up ahead so nobody else crashes. I feel you on that, Mallory. Have a great day. Casey's got one for his wife. Hopefully she's not listening so he doesn't get in trouble.
Go ahead, Casey.
Go ahead, Casey.
This is to my wife. So what if I dress my daughter, in who's 6 years old, in our baby's clothes? Because I think they look like capris. I like it, so shake it off.
Hey, you're saving money.
Yes, you are. You're recycling. Yeah.
That's so, awesome. So normal pants that go on your baby are capris on your daughter. I mean, that's great.
Yes, they are.
That's funny.
I might actually steal that idea for myself. Well done, sir. We'll go here with Melissa. Yeah, you have one for those people judging your parenting?
Oh, yeah. To everyone trying to judge my parenting, I'm trying to raise twins and keep them alive, so shake it off.
You know what? That is true. I was having a really bad day. People get on social media and question your parenting, and my friend Erica, she said, do you feed her? I said, yeah. Because you're doing a good job.
That's the best comeback. She's alive.
Yeah. She's alive.
Are you feeding her? She breathing?
I know. So what if one of them happens to sleep in the bed with me sometime?
Right.
I'm trying to get some sleep like everyone else.
You got two jobs. Feed them and keep them off the pole.
There you go. Right. And alive.
Exactly.
In fact, as long as they're alive.
Yeah. Sometimes you can get on the pole and make some good money.
Well. So, sometimes. If you're really good. Firefighters get on the pole.
All time.
See, that could be a good way to get on the pole. Oh, Macy, you have one for yourself, huh?
I do. I just want to tell myself to shake it off because my car broke down this morning and I just bought it last week.
Oh, girl.
Was it used?
It was used, but okay. I bought it from a dealership.
Well, hopefully they'll do you right.
Have you contacted them? Have you contacted? Are they going to hook you up with some, or you're screwed?
I don't know. I haven't talked to them yet. We'll see.
If you're in a ditch, call me because I got a winch on my truck.
Can somebody please call Big Al today?
I'll do that.
Yeah. Yes. Somebody's got to be stuck in a ditch that could use Big Al's winch.
I mean, I almost called out last week, but I was
every time you say you've got a winch, I think about women with the busty women sitting around in a pub and with the pints,
that's,
you know.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. The old, like, medieval time.
Medieval time winches. That's every time you say that, I think of that.
Bar winch.
What's up, my winches? All right, let's go with Lauren. You work at a restaurant?
No, I don't work at a restaurant, but I wanted to say that when I'm there, all those restaurant patrons giving me evil stares because I have a one-year-old, they need to shake it off.
Isn't that the worst?
Oh, because you brought your baby to the restaurant.
Going to a restaurant or getting on a plane is the worst experience when you have kids because you don't know what they're going to do.
No, trust me. It's worse for those of us sitting next to you, and it's not my kid.
No, it's before it starts. We already feel the judgment from everybody.
Give the baby a chance to fail before you hate on the baby.
Don't already roll your eyes at me.
You know, I used to walk into restaurants and we'd sit down, Emma Kelly, and she was so well behaved. And people would get up and request a new table before she even had a chance.
Yeah.
We just sat down.
Like, seriously.
Give us a minute.
Or, don't sit by the kid.
Lauren, do you ever get the one where, like, God forbid your child drops food on the ground and you see the people next to you rolling their eyes like it ruins their dinner that your kid's dropping the food?
Oh, yes, every time. Oh. It really makes you not want to go sometimes.
I know.
Yeah.
People are so judgy. But I will tell you this, because I used to wait tables, and I was a mom. And, you know, kids go through a very messy eating stage.
Uh-huh.
And if you get up from the table and it looks, I mean, the crackers and food just smash the carpet.
Help a little.
You can clean up a little, but tip extra.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that is beyond reasonable to let you see some people walk away from tables. It's like a hurricane.
Yeah, they feel awful. Every
all the
sugar
baby
packet.
Stuff. Yeah. So please, if you're taking your kids.
Good advice. Good tip.
Tip 30%. Just something a little extra.
Go 25-30. Yeah.
Yes. You've got to. You've got to.
And then you feel like you need to be loud about it with the tables next to you. Like, all right, baby, I'm going to throw in like $5 more on this.
Yes.
Just so they know.
Just so they know. Yeah.
I'm not walking away from this.
When flying, I usually find babies to make me a little bit at ease because I always just think there's no way this plane will go down with all this young life. Versus whatever when you get on a plane and everyone has an oxygen tank and I'm like,
it's over.
Mm-mm.
Whatever
the worst person is, kid used to be this guy, the small bladder person.
Oh, but he wants the window seat.
Oh, and they want the window seat.
I
so
want
you
the window, but I'm going to pee 10 times in the hour flight.
I will give you that much courtesy. I will take the aisle every time.
They should
I know
give
I got
you,
small bladder,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, they need to give you, do you have a small bladder check mark? And then you get the aisle seat.
Automatically get
automatic.
The aisle. Yeah.
Rachel, you have them for your mother-in-law. Go ahead.
Yes. My mother-in-law and my husband seem to be having some issues right now.
Uh-oh.
But I try to be Switzerland for the kids.
Uh-huh.
And so Mama can see the babies. And I wanted to tell her that just because she texts my husband and he doesn't text back, don't text me being snotty. It has nothing to do with me. Shake it off.
Here's the thing about sons. We're not good at writing back.
We're not good.
We're not good at writing back or calling or anything.
The great thing about texting is you can do it whenever you want. That's the great thing about texting rather than talking on the phone.
And then we forget. It's not that we don't love you. We just don't like the phone thing. Yeah, I'm with you. And then you call our wives to do it. Thank you, Rachel. Let's finish it off here with, we'll do a couple more. We'll do Martha real quick. You have them for yourself, Martha?
Yes, I have one for myself.
Go ahead.
I need to tell myself to shake it off because I am getting married to a chef. The dress still fits, but yes, you're marrying a chef. You have gained weight.
Girl, you are so blessed.
Oh, you are.
Is he going to cook for you every night?
I figured out the secret to happiness is finding a man that can cook and knows how to work a washing machine.
There you go.
Girl, you doubly blessed. Don't rub it in.
What's your husband's name, Martha, this handsome fella?
His name's Joe.
Joe.
Have you guys talked about it? Are you going to be, he's going to be cooking every night?
Oh, yes. I burn water.
Nice. How are Joe's sloppy Joes?
You know, I haven't tasted those yet.
Well, you should get on
that,
Martha.
On your wish list.
Thanks for your call. Enjoy the cooking. Let's finish it off here with Beth, who has one for herself as well, and this one's good.
Yeah, I need to actually just tell myself to shake it off because I started my new job last week, and then the day before yesterday, I found out that I'm going to be working with my husband's ex-girlfriend.
Oh! Does she know? Does everybody know the situation here?
She's the one who told me that we would be working together now.
Oh, no. Was it a bad end to that relationship?
Sort of. There was a bad relationship between me and her there for a little while.
Oh, that's so awkward, Beth.
It's going to be quite fun.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Good luck.
Is she your lateral coworker or is she your boss?
No. I just started bartending, so okay. She's the other bartender.
Okay.
So you guys work in close quarters.
Is she hot?
Yeah, we have to work in close quarters, so.
Good luck.
Hey, you could do
all
one of those,
about the money.
Do one of those cool bottle twirls and whoopsie daisy, it slipped and hit you.
No.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.